Hi, my name is Maddie Workman, and I'm a senior at Mount Vernon High School. I'm sitting down today with Mrs. Fawcett, Mrs. Kennerly, and Mrs. Keaton, and we're going to be talking about what seniors should be doing during their final semester.
It's your second semester of your senior year, and there's certain things that you need to make sure that you have done. And this is all seniors. So we need to make sure that our seals and our competency are met for graduation. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then you're probably fine. Your counselor should be touching base with you if you are not okay. But you need two seals to graduate, and you need to have met your competency scores on your ELA 10 and your Algebra 1 test. There's alternatives to that if you need them, but please touch base with your counselor and just make sure you're okay. You need to make sure your cap and gown are ordered. There is a link on the Jostens.com website, and there is also a link on the main high school website that says seniors, and that has all the graduation information on it. You need to submit your picture for the yearbook by April 4th. Those go to Mr. Caldwell, and that information is on the senior website as well. But most importantly, you need to make sure to keep your grades up and keep coming to school. Your attendance is super important this last semester. We need to make sure that you end up on a high note. For those of you planning to attend college, there's a couple of things you'd also need to do. You need to keep checking the scholarship applications that are available on Navions. We update those as soon as we get them, so I would check them once a week to make sure that you have everything that's open for you at this time. It is really scholarship season, so there's plenty out there for you to apply for, but if you don't apply for them, you cannot get them. The big one right now is the Community Foundation Scholarship. Make sure you're reading about that. But that one scholarship application puts you in the running for lots of local scholarships. If you already know where you're going to attend, make sure you commit to that school. Pay your deposit and hold your spot. And let every other school know that you applied to and got in that you will not be coming. Lastly, you need to make sure that your FAFSA is complete. The sooner you get those done, the faster you can get a report from your college telling you the cost and the aid. Those of you not going to college, we need to make sure you have a plan for after graduation. That means probably meeting with your counselor or Mrs. Keaton, who is our career readiness. For those of you who aren't sure what you're going to do after graduation, please use your resources. Come see your counselor. Take advantage of Mrs. Keaton, our career readiness advisor. She's here and has some hot tips for you.
So you have been doing some work in Navient, and a lot of those surveys that you have been taking are opening up potential doors to different career pathways. As you work through that and you have questions about how to attain those pathways or what to do along the way, I would be your best choice to have a conversation with. There is an incredible resource that I'm starting to send out emails once a week, either Friday afternoon or Monday morning, where it is a local community job board. Ohio Means Jobs of Knox County is who puts all of that information together. And it goes from the most professional all the way down to retail, sales, part-time job opportunities. So with any workforce application, you need resume, cover letters, and references. So as your English classes are fine-tuning some of those skills, I would be more than happy to sit down with you one-on-one, look at that information, and have you prepare that in the most professional way. Resumes, cover letters, and three references, you can start acquiring that information. So in resumes, They are looking at your experience, both in education and in work, and you tailor that for the job that you are going after. Cover letters is making that resume a little bit more personal for you, and tapping into the place that you want to have employment. And you always need three references. Those of you that filled out the Ohio Means Jobs form, you had to gain three mentors. It's following the same thing. Like, who are the people in your life, adults, professionals, that can stand in your corner and attest to your skills and your abilities? So this is just a very nice formalized way to have that all put together. If you are still exploring, you have no idea what your pathways are, and you're not really even sure what Navient is telling you to do, send me an email and we can sit down and I can open up some of those abilities for you. We are starting pre-apprenticeships in the electrical world. There's connection with Kokosing and Ariel, things that I can help you get your foot in the door. And Mrs. Fawcett talked about Knox County Foundation. They are a huge resource, but it is not just for those who are on the college pathway. They have now career and technical education scholarships. So if you want welding, HVAC, EMT, Fire One, things that are very skilled, computer science, those kinds of things where you just need technical certification. There is now resources for money and scholarships for those. So we would love to help you tap into any of those resources that are given to you. So good luck, seniors. Stay strong. I want to reiterate what Mrs. Fawcett talked about with attendance. You are building your resume, your profile. With these references, they are going to attest to your work ethic, punctuality, reliability. Those are things that are very important. So stay strong.
One last thing for all seniors. Keep your eyes open for the senior exit survey, which will be coming to your email soon. That tells us what you want us to print in the grad program as far as your future plans and any scholarships you may have already received. So keep your eyes open for that. Again, it will be emailed to you soon.
Bottom line, if you have any questions regarding college readiness, job opportunities, or any other questions for after high school, these are the people to talk to. Shoot an email, use your resources, and please come to school.